You might say the preacher delivered a fine
sermon.
Okay. And the choir and the organist provided good
music.
Okay. And you might, if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you say, "Boy, if I don't hurry up, church is going to be over
by the time I get there."
Okay. And let's see, what was it that people used to tell children would come and get them if they didn't behave?
The devil.
Okay. Anybody else?
Boogeyman.
Okay, that's the same thing.
Oh, well, no. The devil's different.
Yeah? How's that?
Well, he's always got that pitchfork in his hand.
Uh-huh.
And the boogeyman is just a big old black object that comes and snatches them up and takes them off somewhere.
Okay, okay. What is it that people think they see around a graveyard?
Ghost.
Okay. And a house that has that kind of thing in it would be a what kind of house?
A spooky house.
Okay, or another word?
Ghost chaser.
Okay. If you have a choice of doing two things, you might say, "I'd do this than that."
I'd rather do that than that,
okay.
The other.
Okay. And what do you say to a friend that you haven't seen for a long time? You're real glad to see him. What do you say?
Gee, it's good to see you again.
Okay. And if somebody owns 500 acres of land, you'd say, "Boy, that is a
whole lot."
Okay. Have you ever heard the expression, "right smart"?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If somebody asks you if you can do something, they say, "Can you really do that?" And you say, "I can.
I sure can."
Okay. And if you were going to be polite to somebody, like if you had a job and you're working, and the boss, and probably instead of just saying yes or no, you'd probably say,
"Yes, sir."
Okay. And if it was a woman, you'd say,
"Yes, ma'am."
Okay. And if somebody just intensely disliked to go someplace, you'd say, he hated that place.
He sure hates to go there.
Okay. And you might say, "It wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
a big cold.
It was cold.
Oh, it's really cold."
Okay, okay. Let's see. What do you say to somebody about December 25th?
Christmas. The birth of Christ.
Well, what do you say to them when you see him? You say,
"Merry Christmas."
Okay, anything else you might say?
Happy holidays.
Okay. What would you say around January 1st?
Happy New Year's.
Okay. What would you say to somebody by way of appreciation, besides thank you? You might say, "Oh, gosh."
I sure do appreciate whatever
okay,
you gave
or,
me.
"Thanks a lot. I'm much a..."
I'm much grateful.
Okay, or much a... Any other word?
I can't think of one.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, if you go to the store... If you go downtown, you're probably going to go to the store and do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you make a purchase, the storekeeper probably took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
Okay. And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Okay. And if a storekeeper sold something for $2 and he'd paid $3 for himself, you'd say he'd be selling it
cheaper.
Okay. And when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
paid.
Well, it's you.
I'm paying the bill.
Okay. All right. When a woman has been carrying a baby 9 months, you say that baby is
due.
Okay. And to stay in good standing in your club or something, you have to pay your
dues.
Okay. And if you need to cut the grass and you don't have a lawnmower, you might go over to a neighbor and ask to
borrow one.
Okay. What about money? Would you say the same thing?
No, I wouldn't. I'd do without.
Okay.